Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. This is episode 360 on the Get Merry podcast, and it is, I would say, officially, I know we had a few in 2023, but this is officially the first episode of 2023, and it is the 13th of February we're recording this. I think that that's normal. You know, I feel like January is a little bit like, you gotta like get yourself into things, and then like February's the start of the year.
Yeah, the actual start. I mean, it's the official podcast that we are recording. Like, we recorded all those other ones in like November 2022. Feels like forever ago. So much has happened since then, and really this is what this podcast is going to be. It's going to kind of just be an update on what we've been up to. And if you can hear that, yes, I've got the washing machine on.
It's so loud.
I don't think you guys can hear it, but like, you know how we roll. Our podcast isn't exactly
perfect.
No. But you know, we're not about perfect at all.
Definitely not. I would say we're the opposite. That so much has happened since we were recording those last episodes in November, because we are no longer in the old podcast studio. We are actually in your new home that you bought. Congrats. Yes.
Thank you. And I mean, eventually I will set up an office. However, right now it's like it's like the room where all the crap goes. You know when you move, or like just in general you have a space and it's like you just hide everything away there? Damn it. My office has turned into that room.
And the
it's
crap
just,
room.
It's just all the crap. It's got boxes. It's got stuff everywhere, papers. And I keep walking in and then I shut the door quickly behind me because I'm like, this is far too overwhelming. I mean, like, it was a big thing moving. Like, honestly, moving house is so stressful. Like, I want to be grateful. Like, first world problem, absolutely. I was able to buy a house. That's amazing.
It is.
But moving is very stressful. And especially when you're buying a house that, like, you know, I mean, it was so much more dirtier and messier than expected. Like, we had to clean so much and replace the carpet, replace the oven straight away because, ew, it was gross.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good lesson. Like, you know, if we plan on buying any future houses that aren't new, or even if they are new, actually, there's always going to be those unexpected things. Yes. But it was so, like, I mean, it was so nice for you to be able to afford those, like the new carpet and the new oven. Like, well done you. Like, that's a huge deal. Yeah. And you should be like so proud.
Yeah, I am. And I'm excited to not be in rentals anymore. I mean, like, we did own our house in Canberra, but obviously I was renting up here. And I tell you what, like, the news is right and like everyone is right who's renting. If you're not a renter, some insight into renting, it sucks in Australia. Because you just are always at this risk of getting kicked out because maybe they want to sell the place, or I don't know, they decide they want new tenants. Like, we were really good tenants.
Anyway, well, you got kicked out twice.
Yeah, because they were moving. I mean, sorry, they were selling. They were selling their place and they didn't want to do an investment property anymore. So that was really frustrating. Anyway, this podcast is not about real estate because everyone talks about real estate in Australia, don't they? We don't want to talk about real estate. No,
we
not
don't.
Today anyway.
But that is, I guess, like – a really cool update for you, sis. And it's nice. It's funny. I mean, even when you had your rental with your two bedroom, and even when we had our three bedroom house in Chisholm, Canberra, and when we even moved to our first rental here in Federation, And when we were in our rental at 106 with Amber and Jade, and we were in our rental, okay, you get the picture. We never sat in a room and worked. We always sat in a shared space and worked. It was always the kitchen bench. It was always the dining table. It was always the floor of the lounge room. We don't like rooms.
It's so true. Even when we have the room, we never use it. So I shouldn't really worry. I should just turn that into a guest bedroom. Yes. And then everyone's welcome to stay.
But honestly,
like, really, I should just do that.
Like, think back to the three-bedroom house in Chisholm. We had an office set up and then we ended up in the dining room.
No, then we made it the lounge room. We took over the whole lounge room.
It was the whole house, to be honest.
It was perfect. It was so fun.
But I think that's
so true.
It's true. Like, this is how we work best. We work best in collaborative spaces, like where there's like lots of, I don't know, maybe it's like we don't like to be enclosed. Maybe if we had like a giant office, maybe then, but we like a bigger space. No,
it's true. I just think because, like, say when Damiano is home and he's working, I would prefer if we're here to be able to work in an office because that's better, I think. When like it's fine if it's just us. Like, I feel great, but I think when, like, there's other people working, that's when I want my own office.
Mm, I can't wait to have my own room.
Yeah, you'll have your own room in, like, a couple years,
but like living in a one bedroom apartment, I mean, I love our apartment. I'm always like, whenever I like notice myself getting like, oh, I want more space, like I wish I had a dining table, I wish I had a desk, guys, I just wish I had a dining table to eat my dinner at, I always like take a look around. I'm like, Carla, this is perfect. This is amazing right now. And you will have your two bedroom apartment soon, and then you can have your office.
Yeah, I think
got to get grateful.
We got to get grateful. And we also need to know that, like, I've just choked on my water, guys. I need to cough.
Okay, we're back. Can you please not drink and podcast?
My bad. I was thirsty. It's very hot today. Okay, so I think sometimes we look at other people's lives and we think that we need that to be happy. And it's very easy to do that, especially when you, Carla, you live on Mermaid Beach. And, I mean, you're surrounded by McMansions where, like, people have about 10 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms.
The Mermaid Beach bubble is real.
Yes. And I'm so glad to have left, to be honest. It was too – anyway, don't need to diss anything. But I think it's really important to be grateful for what we have and to know that there is no normal. Like, everyone has different situations. So never worry about that.
And never compare.
Yeah, never compare. And obviously, like, space – I mean, we're so lucky here in Australia. I tell you what, after traveling in Italy and, you know, a country that is – far more populated and smaller, you realize, do you know why Australia is amazing? Because we have more space. Mm. And it's kind of silly when you look at places like Mermaid Beach and other places where, like, you know, houses are built on top of each other. But we're so lucky to have space. It's confusing why. I guess because everyone just wants to live in this suburb.
But their mansions built on top of each other.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like the size as well, because if it was a smaller dwelling on the same size of land, they wouldn't be so close.
Yes, very true. But yay for your new house soon and yay for your house now.
It's like, this is so far away. But yay. What is that word where it's like
delayed gratification?
It's true. It's a real thing. So we record all those podcasts, you move into your house, you were here for 4 weeks, and then – bam, you're on a plane and off to Italy for 7 weeks.
My gosh, what a whirlwind. Honestly, the end of last year was just crazy. I really felt like that whole moving, like I needed to get away, like I needed a break. Not from life, just from that move. Like I felt like I needed something to celebrate that and not in the house. How funny, how ironic. So it was really perfect timing, actually, even though it was a bit stressful. But Italy was amazing. I mean, like, I know the last podcast we did, we kind of talked about dining and we kind of were like, I wonder how I'll go, like, you know, in Italy for 7 weeks, in winter, over Christmas, like, will the food anxiety come up, will the diet anxiety, will the oh my gosh, I'm going to get fat, will, like, I'll put on weight, you know, the old way of thinking, will that creep back in? And absolutely, I can say it did, but only for a few moments here and there. And I feel like this trip was like the final kind of healing almost, or like the final, like, yes, I'm well and truly over my old way of thinking and my old way of relationship with food and diet and exercise, because I had those moments of anxiety, but they were so fleeting. And they felt really overwhelming when I had them, but then like I got over them and they just didn't come back. And I fully enjoyed the rest of my time. I mean, I ate bread every day. I ate pasta nearly every day. I drank red wine nearly every day. Like this is all stuff I don't normally do. I fully believe that pasta and bread are definitely part of a healthy diet, absolutely. But for me to have it every day, it was like triggering that old way. And I don't know necessarily if that is actually healthy for me. Remember, we're all different. I feel like I need a break from bread and pasta. And that's just an individual thing. It's not this diet works best. Mm. It's just for me. Like I feel it in me. But it was absolutely amazing. And to, you know, see the Italian culture in Italian homes, to be fed by Italians, you know, like proper Italians. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And to travel around all the amazing places. I mean, we went to so many beautiful places and everywhere just blew my mind. The architecture, the history, the culture, the restaurants, the food, the produce, the grocery stores, the markets. The fashion that everyone was wearing, oh my gosh, yes, you do kind of be like, oh, I need to upgrade my wardrobe. Then I came back and I was like, nah.
Active wear it is.
Got shorts. Just going to throw this on.
Got my shorts and my crop top.
Oh my, I did see a few UGG boots in Italy though. I was surprised to see many UGG boots, honestly. I was like, and they were wearing them outside in like cold, wet weather. I'm like, this is not right. UGG boots should not
be worn
like
this. But that is so not right.
Yeah, it was unusual. I don't know. That was unusual. Me and Damiana were like, this is a bit odd. What's happening here? But it was so, I mean, like, I feel like because I'm more observant now, more grateful now, since I last traveled to Italy especially, like, I mean, we went to Italy over 11 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
I think I was 23, 22 even. Was I? Or a bit older.
No, you were older. 24. I think I was turning 21 that year.
Okay, so you were turning 21 because it was before we had Merrymakers. So,
oh, yeah. It was just before. It was like the year before we started Merrymakers.
Yeah.
2021. Was only 2 years ago, Carla. 2011.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, that's nearly 12 years ago. Whoa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were a lot younger, totally different people. Absolutely, we went to the gym every day.
Just take a read of our travel diary.
Yeah, I read this travel diary and I am like, who are these two girls? I don't recognize them. And it just shows how much you change. And this is why diaries are so good. I mean, you read your diary and you're like, I don't even recognize this person. That's how much I've grown. That's how much I've learned. I actually threw out a very old diary of mine because you brought it up from Canberra over the holidays. And I threw it out and it was like this cleansing thing because I read it and I was kind of like, ew, like I don't need to read this ever again. Like this is like a lot of like processing of old life, old stuff. You know, diaries are sometimes just used to write all the pain and the worries and the anxieties. I was like, I absolutely do not need to read this again. And a lot of it was like, Emma, you just need to lose 5 kilos. If you do this, everything will be okay. Like it was so amazing and crazy to read this, like how much my weight consumed my mind as, I mean, a 17-year-old. That was me 17.
It's so insane.
It was filled with anxiety about my weight.
Mm.
Absolutely. It was like, you need to work out more. Like, you know, these letters to myself, it was kind of sad and heartbreaking, and it brought so much back for me. But it was also so rewarding because I'm like, wow, like I did the work and here we are, and now we're helping others do it too.
Yeah, I mean, like even just hearing you talk about Italy, it's like that was like a major thing for you to like go through, and then to have, you know, the thoughts pop up when you were eating, yeah, and then to be able to overcome them really quickly. Like, you know, past us, if we had eaten like a pizza or like, I don't know, we'd overeaten something,
yeah,
we would have punished ourselves for like a week, and like it would have been on our minds all the time. Like, oh my God, like you're such a bad human. Like this has ruined everything. Yeah. Like now you need to do X, Y, Z.
We would have ruined my holiday. Mm. Like, so
I think it's like so amazing. And how strange that like then when you came back, that diary was like in the boxes of stuff that I brought up for you guys. And it's kind of strange. And then it was like that final like cleansing of like, this is going in the bin because I never want to read this again.
I just was like, I don't need to keep this. I need to burn this. I need to put it in the garbage.
So, but like, I just want to like ask you, like, with that whole when these thoughts would come back in and then like you would experience them, like, it's because you've practiced so much. Yes. Like, and you've practiced acceptance even when you didn't need to practice acceptance. Yes. And like, this is the whole idea, is like, when you are trying to change your mindset, it's not necessarily you, like, you don't necessarily wait for the moment when you need that mindset change to then practice it. It's like a constant practice. Like gratitude is similar. Like, if you practice gratitude, even when you feel happy and even when you feel like everything is going your way, you still practice gratitude.
Yes.
And then in the moments when it gets really tough, because you've practiced, your mind just like is on your side.
Yes. You need to train your mind. And it's not just like, I'm going to think self-accepting thoughts today and I'll be fine in a month. No, you need to do it every day and you need to consciously do it. And I mean, if you were like us and you were constantly thinking you're not good enough or you're too fat or you're too that, like if you were constantly putting yourself down, you need to now constantly do something different. You need to constantly, maybe not praise yourself if that doesn't work, but you need to constantly accept yourself.
I was like, put yourself up.
Yeah, it works. And if you don't believe us, because I know, like, back then I felt like it's impossible. I felt this won't work. Let us be your proof. It will work. It really will, and it really does, and it's absolutely worth every second, every hour that you spend on self-acceptance, whatever that looks like to you, is so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It will let you go to Italy, eat a whole pizza, and not feel any guilt. And I mean, like, yeah, a whole pizza, Roman pizza, it's thin base. You need a whole pizza to be satisfied.
Absolutely. And maybe like,
and some supli.
Yeah, yum.
Oh my gosh, I ate so much good food, really. It was just, I think, to be able to experience that other culture, which is so important. Like, food is so important to the Italian culture, the Italian family. It's such an integral part of that culture. And to allow yourself to experience it and enjoy it from, you know, an outsider, an international person, is the most beautiful thing you can experience, one of the most beautiful things. And to do it without that guilt, without that anxiety, like, that's the only way you can do it properly.
Yeah, I think it's so amazing, and it's so exciting as well. Like, it's an exciting thing, like, that you allowed yourself to experience that when, you know, in previous moments in life, we both have really caused ourselves a lot of pain and suffering just because of, like, something we ate. And, like, it sounds so stupid, but it really negatively impacted our lives. And, like, we know it impacts so many other people's lives. And yeah, saying like, oh, it's so stupid. Like, it's not, because it is how we felt back then. Like, it did impact us. And so, like, but then to then see the opposite of when that isn't reality, like, to see the opposite of you in full acceptance and you in full presence and allowing yourself to enjoy this. It's like, it's so cool. And it's so, it's like, it adds such another layer to life where you're just not worried and stressed all the time. So I think it's a well done you for practicing acceptance, and like, to actually, I think, to see the practice in, you know, real life situations is such a cool thing. Because you know what? As much as, like, you know, when you said, like, we were wondering, like, was I going to experience this? Like, what was going to happen when I was in Italy? Was I going to feel this food anxiety come up? The cool thing is that you did, and then you were able to use everything that you've done in the past to overcome it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need those moments in life to, like, really prove to yourself, like, the stuff I'm doing works.
It just made me love Marybody so much and appreciate
Thank you, Marybody.
Like, honestly, because that is what has helped me. Marybody. That idea that I'm amazing just as I am. And, you know, the work with our presence, meditation, yoga, Pilates, you know, these are all present practices. It made me be like, I want to be present so I enjoy this. I don't want to be in my head thinking about these chitter-chatter thoughts. I want to be present fully here. What else helped me do that? Gratitude. We've already talked about that. Being grateful, knowing that I'm only here for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, this time is not forever. Like, I'm not going to have access to this beautiful food for my whole life. So enjoy it fully, properly. Don't stress about it. It's going to be gone in a few weeks for me. So it was like all this, you know, like my, it was like giving myself pep talks, you know, like at, in those times, shifting my perspective. And all our practices within Mary Body help you shift your perspective. Really, that's what it's about. It's about shifting the situation. I also did Mary Body every day, Pilates, absolutely every day. I kind of sucked at my yoga practice because I do have a preference for Pilates, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think
I did a lot of walking too.
Yeah, you shared something in Mary, in the Mary Body community, and it was like how you were using your practice to ground you, like during your travels, which I think was a really cool thing to hear about as well.
Yeah, I think it really helped me stay present because, you know, especially, I mean, I'll tell you a little bit about the trip. Like, you know, we spent a week in Rome. Damiano got COVID.
Damn it.
So that was kind of a bit of a, like, I mean, we still did some great things. Like, we did, went to the Villa Borghese. We did amazing walks, went out for pizza. Obviously when he was over the COVID thing, which he, you know, he got over it pretty fast because he actually got sick on the plane, which was the worst for him. So we did that the first week, slowly eased into it. Didn't see anyone because obviously the COVID thing. Then we went traveling. So we did Florence and, oh my gosh, Florence, if you are going to Italy, you have to go to Florence. And I know, like, everyone's like, yeah, you got to go to Florence. But yeah, you got to go to Florence. Like, if you are interested in art, if you're interested in history, you just need to go. It's a beautiful part of the world. The architecture, the art, obviously the art. I had the best time. It was just beautiful. We did Florence, we did Tuscany, San Gimignano, a few small towns that I can't remember the names of, but they're all in my travel diary. And then we went to Bologna. Then we did Perugia, a few small towns in Umbria, then back to Rome. So it was kind of like, you know, 3 nights here and then leave, 4 nights here, then leave. Like, it was a lot of traveling. It was pretty intense. But what stayed constant for me was my practice. Like, maybe every now and again I didn't, when we had like big travel days or big walking days, I was like, man, I'm tired, take a break, chill. But mostly I got up early and did my Pilates because I woke up earlier than Damiano anyway. So it was like, well, I'm in here in the Airbnb, let's do my workout. And it just helped me feel so great for each and every day. And then, of course, we went back to Rome. It was Christmas, New Year's, and I was meeting a lot of friends and families of Damiano. So, like, that's really intense. And, you know, they're all speaking Italian. That's really intense.
And you're an introvert.
Well, I'm an introvert, extrovert, or I'm both. Like, absolutely. Like, I
but
appear.
But do you get, like an extrovert. You don't get energy from people.
No, I don't get energy by people. I get drained from people, but I like to be talking. Like, yeah. It was pretty funny. Like, so many times a lot of the other people were like, oh, Damiano, Emma talks a lot, like laughing, like because I think, like, I did talk a lot and I ask a lot of questions. Like, I'm a big, like, yeah. I want to ask questions and I want to meet these people because, you know, all these people are important to Damiano, so, like, they're important to me to know more. Like,
we both ask so many questions.
I like to get insight and, like, understand people. Like, it's fun. And also, like, it's, you know, like, if you do any work in business, you know, like, networking.
Mm.
Like, I worked in events at the age of 21. I learned about networking, not just for business, good for personal relationships. It's so beneficial. And it was fun, like, meeting all these amazing people and trying to, you know, have broken conversations with English and Italian. Like, it was pretty hilarious sometimes. Sometimes the conversations did not make any sense. But, you know, it was very intense and very amazing and absolutely overwhelming at times.
So, and your practice has really helped you then.
All the time. Like, it was just amazing. And, like, it just showed the importance of having a regular practice that gets you present as well, that calms the mind, that keeps you grounded, because life can be crazy and hectic.
Mm. I feel like, I mean, we were just doing a workout like half an hour ago, and we were saying how much we love at-home workouts, yes. Which is actually like as much as, you know, Marybody has been around for, when did we start? 5 years now? Like the I program?
Think, yeah.
So, I mean, and happy business birthday, by the way, 10 years last week.
Whoa.
So Marybody has been around for now half of the business, which is so crazy to think because it still feels like, I don't know, like it feels like we're just beginning because we've got so many ideas that are coming into fruition. But when we first started Marybody, we still went to a real life studio.
Yeah.
Like, so we wanted to build this online product like for other people, like so other people could have practices at home, but we were always studio people. However, that is completely changed now and completely shifted and all for the better. Like I was saying to you, like I have so much more time now, so much more space to do other things. I'm not on someone else's clock. I'm not always looking at the time and thinking, oh, I've got to rush to get ready. Now I've got to rush in the traffic. Now I've got to find a park. Now I've got to be there 10 minutes early to get my spot. The whole lead up to how I used to go about my movement practices was stressful.
Yeah.
And then I would get there and I would do the workout and I'd feel great. But it was yeah. always a stressful situation.
Well, you, especially you, like your personality type, you know, you are always like, I need to be on time. Like I need to do this. You're yes. always thinking about these things, which is great, but also it can be very tiring.
So tiring to I be me.
I feel like, yeah, I can see that, Carla. I can absolutely see that. And I think it's so amazing that we have created our own personal at-home workout regimes because it again proves how good Marybody and yeah. online workouts are. And especially when I was traveling, I was super grateful to have already had created my yes. at-home workout routine because absolutely it was a piece of cake doing it overseas, piece of cake doing it in every single Airbnb because I was already doing it at home. Like I didn't rely on that external teacher motivating me. I didn't rely on like showing up to a place. It wasn't like I come here, then I'm there. It was like, no, I click on my Marybody class, which is an external teacher, but they come with me.
Mm.
Like I did my own Pilates practice because I'm a Pilates teacher. But the few yogas I did, I just pop Carla on yeah. my mobile, like my phone app. There's mini Carla playing. I put my earphones, my Bluetooth earphones in so I can do the yoga with the sound and Damiano's sleeping, no problem, easy.
I just think it's so cool and I think like it's so great, again, you know, in the moments when not necessarily like for our lifestyles here at home, I could go to a yes. studio, but I don't want to. And then to create that routine and that practice for the moments when you actually do need it, like for when you travel or yeah. for when, I don't know, like life, like the rug gets pulled out from underneath yeah, you and everything's changed. I just think it's so cool and it's so much better to be more, you know, in tune with our members as well. Like I yes. know exactly how they're feeling on the days when I don't want to work out at home and there are days like that.
Absolutely.
I know what I do and here's what I do and you can do yeah. it too.
I think like I'm so glad we did this because it makes me so much more prouder of Marybody and makes me so much more able to communicate what it is. And, you know, it proves, it's proof. We are proof again that it works, that it is possible to create an at-home routine. And it's even better than a real life situation, studio situation as well, because we were doing the studio workouts. And I mean, no offense to some teachers, but like I just didn't click with them or I didn't feel the good, like I didn't experience a great workout.
And sometimes, you know, it would be like we would get injured because we would overwork something.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like you're more, you can make decisions based on how you feel. I mean, isn't that the most.
And also the big one, maybe the best one, you can fart. I'm not even kidding.
I'm not kidding either. It's so much better. It is so much better because you know what is the worst thing when you're in a studio and you really need a fart and you're doing a bloody crunch or a squat and what's worse than like a silent fart is one that pops out by accident.
I'm so sorry. Like I had to say it though because like I, Like, I really thought about this the other day. And also, like, you can eat garlic the night before, you know? Like, yeah. I was never eating garlic.
All the things that we used to worry about.
Like, I never would eat stuff that would make me stinky the next day because I'd be really conscious of it because I would always notice it on people. And I'm like, ew, now I'm doing yoga next to someone who smells like garlic. And that's not very nice that I said that. But I felt that. I was like,
because you didn't like smelling that.
Yeah, like, I didn't like smelling that.
It didn't feel
that.
Great when you're trying to do your down dog and you're getting someone else's garlic fart.
Oh, someone. it's like you just have this freedom to like to be you.
Sorry, I just have like a flashback of a class where like someone farted so bad in your class and we were complaining, and this was when we were living with Jade and Amber. Jade won't mind me saying this, but we were like, oh my god, someone did the stinkiest fart. Jade was like, it was me.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I think we were like, yeah, too much protein shakes for you. I mean, it's the worst. Like, it is actually the worst to hold in your farts. It's not good for you. And many yoga teachers
makes
would
you feel
say
so sick.
And yoga teachers would say you just need a fart. Like, it's actually good. Fart, do the farts. But you don't want to. I mean, I saw the funniest meme the other day, and it was of women in the toilets. Did you see that meme? It was like someone got to the toilet. And it was like, yes, no one's here. I can do number two. I can poo. And then door clicks, someone enters, and she's like, oh no, like the next picture. And then it's both of them like just not
waiting.
Going, waiting. I'm going to wait till she leaves. Waiting, waiting. Then it's a picture of their skeleton. Like,
God, that's annoying. That is like the most annoying
to poop
thing
in a public toilet.
But
oh,
when you
God,
have to,
no.
you have to.
I mean, you have to. But I tell you what, when I was traveling, my digestion went off, and I don't know if it was for the food. Probably some of, you know, I was eating different foods to what I was normally eating. But I think it was because we were doing, like, this routine was all off. Like, I'd be out and then I'd be in, and I would never want to go to the bathroom to do number two, to poop in a public toilet. As well, if you ever have traveled to Italy, you know the public toilet situation, and even like the private toilet situation in cafes and restaurants is not the best. One thing I'm grateful for, Australian public toilets are very, very good. Very, 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 very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I think like that really stuffed up my digestion, and I got really constipated. I tell you what.
Yeah,
it was
you
not
weren't
good. Like, I didn't feel bad, but I was like, look, it's been 5 days. Mm. I went to the chemist and they're like, yeah, you need to take some laxatives.
Yeah, that was like me when we were in Greece. Like, I got really badly constipated and I was like,
But did you know that females have longer small intestines?
No.
Yeah, apparently there's more tubes, more intestines to digest.
I feel like that makes so much
more
sense.
More bends. I feel like more bends in the road.
I don't know. Like, from my experience with, like, Joel and Dad and Damiano, like,
they can go.
They
like,
just go, like, on clockwork. Like, it's, like, at the same time every day.
And I mean, like, I'm good. As soon as I got back, though, it was like, oh, I'm back, which is unusual, right? I mean, every
the poo was back.
Every now and again, I have like a day where it's like comes later, which I know people say like if you're not going at the same time every day, like something's up with your gut, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, probably something is up with my gut. Probably I have some parasites. I don't know. Maybe I should look into that. Anyway, let's move on from this conversation.
Okay, let's move on from the poo conversation. But another thing that I did just want to mention is the other thing that I really like is like you don't have to worry about what you wear because one thing like was I was wearing tight leggings all the time for like hours of a day because we would go to the studio and then quite often we'd like go and sit at the cafe and have coffee. And like I got like bad things on my butt cheeks because of
the
sweat.
Pimples.
Yeah. But like not just pimples.
Like
they
boils,
were painful.
Boils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can happily say I do not have these anymore. And it is like the best thing in the world.
Well, they say that you should never sit in your tight active wear. They look so good. Like, I know if you love your activewear, they do look so good. But if you are starting to get pimples and boils on your groin and your butt, like, make sure you are getting out of that activewear straight away.
And washing, like, every use.
And make sure you wash. Don't wear double ups in your activewear. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, this is pretty obvious, but, like, obviously, like.
Well, I did it.
Yeah, no, I got it on my groin, like, my ingrown hairs and
but
things.
But, honestly, it's the best thing to be able to wear, like, baggy shorts.
I know. And or, like, your pajamas. I had no clothes washed the other day. I don't know what happened. I think I only own like 3 pairs of baggy shorts, apparently.
Own 3. Exactly 3.
Okay, well, I did no washing. I was like, oh, I have no shorts. I was like, I'm just going to do it in my undies. So I literally was doing Pilates in my underwear, and it was great because it's so hot right now. Mm-hmm. Like literally we're in a heat wave. So it was just perfect. I mean, like if anyone saw it, they would have laughed, I'm sure.
So maybe they would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, probably enjoyed it because they would have seen my butt pretty much. anyway, we love online at-home workouts. Yes, we've created Merry Body. Yes, we're absolutely biased. It's our business. It's our baby. But like – it's real.
It really works.
It's real.
I know. And that, like, I feel like that is just like, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Because to build a business that you actually love, I always think this. I'm like, we built Merry Body for us.
Yeah, we
did. Because like, it's literally changed not only, like it's changed our entire lives. It's changed the way that we think, the way that we move. And that ripples out like to every aspect of life. And I love it. It's so freaking cool.
It's so cool to love your business.
It really is.
Okay, let's change subjects. Dun-dun-dun-dun. You're getting married in like how many days?
19 days.
Oh my God, we're in the teens.
We're in
now?
The teens. Whoa. Which I just feel like is so weird.
Are you feeling overwhelmed? How do you feel? No?
How
are
do
you
I sure? feel? I feel like.
You feel overwhelmed.
No, I'm not overwhelmed. Okay. I'm not.
What are you feeling?
I feel like, I'm really excited about the day. And I'm very like, I want to make sure, and I've talked to Joel about this. He's like, you think about this too much. Like, I really want to make sure that like on the day, because it's going to go so fast.
I know.
It's one day and it's going to go so fast. And I'm going to be like, now it's done. So I just was like to Joel, like, I really want to make sure, like, you know, we've got to try and be really present and, like, not try and, like, just live by the run sheet of it. Like, now we have to be here. Now we have to be here. Now we have to do this. Now we have to do that. I don't want it to be like that. So I keep having – I think it's good that I'm, like, talking about it
before. Yeah, well, obviously you're feeling a bit anxious about the proceedings running to time perhaps. So it's like you don't want to be managing that.
Yeah.
But that's why you have the
MC. I have
MC
on the day coordinator.
And
too.
You have the coordinator. You have me. I mean, like sometimes, like I'm pretty sure I'll be fine as well. You tell me what I need to remind you of. And yeah. Like, yeah. But it's also like, you know what? If the time frame messes up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If you're having too much fun here and you forget to be there, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like it's all going to be fine. But I know it is one day and it's like this massive lead up and like it's kind of a funny thing, isn't it? You're like, wait, all this for one day?
I mean, the great thing is like that I've really enjoyed the process as well.
Exactly.
Like,
because so, it's like, not just one day. It's not just
like,
one day.
It's definitely not just one day. Like the whole – and it, again, when we got engaged, I was like, I don't want this wedding, this lead up, this process of planning this one day to be stressful. I don't want it to be gross. I don't want us to fight. I don't want us to like make this like something bigger than what it needs to be. I just want to actually enjoy the process and have fun with it. And we have, which has been so good. There's literally been like one thing that stressed me out, and it was, or maybe two. One thing was the tables. I booked the wrong tables.
Oh yeah.
But fine. I've booked different tables now and that is not an issue anymore.
Yes.
The second thing was like my dress. So like I got my dress and the size was, we knew it needed to be altered because I am not very tall. I mean, I'm not tall, but I'm not as tall as obviously the models who wear the wedding dresses normally. So I knew I had to get it shortened, and also the top was a bit big, so I needed to get that altered and taken in. However, then we went and got the alteration from the lady and it just seemed a little bit too tight. So that was really annoying. I've tried it on since and it feels fine. And I feel like, again, this is like a massive test because I even wrote a blog post about like not doing a wedge shred and not dieting and not trying to lose weight before my wedding, because I just think like, again, it's just another diet culture technique in order to sell more things that diet companies do. And I was not going to be a part of that, obviously. And so when this happened, I was like, this is a test. This is a test.
It's also very frustrating.
Yeah, because that was her job.
Your job is to alter it correctly, and you made it like literally like it's one, like half a centimeter. If it was half a centimeter bigger, it would just have that little bit of like space just to feel a bit more relaxed, I think. It looks beautiful. It's more about how it feels.
Yeah, I think like last time I tried it on, it felt good.
Well, because you did try it on, like you got it measured and checked when you had your period. So we all know what happens when you have your period.
My boobs are so big. Your boobs like double get a the bit, size.
Not quite double.
They feel it.
Yeah. Well, you get a bit bloated. Oh you my get a gosh, bit like so heavy. But your wedding is in fact after your period. Mm. So
it's like perfect timing.
Yeah, it's perfect timing.
So yeah, that was probably the other stressful thing. And then you know the other thing that is like really hard with a wedding, and I understand why people don't do place seatings because this is really hard, is where do people sit and who do they sit next to, yeah, and how do you make this happen? The table seating plan has been from day one, we were working on it,
yeah,
and it's still being worked on today and it's still getting changed, which is kind of funny and fun anyway.
But I feel like, in fact, like from an event coordinator's perspective or, you know, from a good party host, the seating plan is so important, mm-hmm, because you're creating dynamic in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting people together who do not normally hang out. So it is really important. I would always do a seating plan.
Me too.
Unless it's a cocktail event. Unless you're free to roam, I would never not do a seating plan because you can, you know, this person should not be seated here with this person. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, wait, I need to introduce these people. I'm going to create this amazing connection. And that's because we have been in events. I mean, we worked on the floor of events. I was an event coordinator. Like, we know. And it's kind of fun to be like, oh, these are going to be besties. Like,
yeah.
I know these people are going to get on. Or this person hasn't seen this person in like 5 years. Yeah. They're going to reminisce and it's going to be great. Or like, no, we can't put those two together because they're both way too loud or they both drink too much.
Or they have history.
Yeah.
Or like that person can't be too close to the bar. You know, like I've strategically placed people in like so many positions.
It's like, I want to see the back of that person's head. No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
No, but it's so fun. I've had so much fun arranging this, organizing this wedding. And like,
yeah, I feel like although it's just one day, I feel like you have been in your element this whole time and you've loved it.
And I've loved it. And I love thinking about all the finer details.
So perhaps you should have a party every year.
Maybe.
Like you and Joel should have some weird annual party that you do.
I think we should. Because I love doing it. Like as an example, you know, like I'm putting like, you know, those delicious smelling caramel candles in the room. Like I want those lit like 2 hours before everyone enters. So when it opens, like,
yeah, they're in my garage right now though, but my garage smells so good. I'm like, Carla, should you be leaving these in here? Because I feel like you're wasting all that fragrance and scent on me.
Yeah, aren't you? You know what? I just thought, I was like, actually I can smell it right now. And then I just realized caramel candles on. So that's what I can smell. But yeah, so that's happening in 19 days and it's going to be so much fun and I'm really excited about it.
Of course, we'll share photos. Mm-hmm. She'll do a blog post.
And Emma's dress is amazing as well. Actually, that's a funny story. That was probably another stressful thing. I won't call you a bridesmaidzilla.
No, well, I wasn't. It was like for a moment. I've been like the perfect maid of, what do you call it? Bridesmaid of honor. The only bridesmaid of your wedding. I've been the most perfect. But to find the dress, well, finding a dress can be hard anyway.
Finding the bridesmaid dress was way harder than the wedding dress.
I think.
And the mother of the bride dress was way harder than the bridesmaid dress.
I think, I don't know why. I think it's more like the thing that we shouldn't have worried about was like, oh, but like we can't buy this dress because what if like a guest has it? Mm. I think we just shouldn't have worried about that. It's like, who cares?
But it's not like we found any that we really loved.
I know, we didn't. Literally, there were not many dresses that we liked. So it's unusual. Like, I don't know, either I'm not fashionable or like I don't like the current trends. Everything looked crap on me or like didn't feel good.
Mm.
But then we went to Canberra. We went to Memento, which is like a very old shop where like I bought my formal dress from, my year 10 formal dress.
So did I. Well, I bought it from mine from Soho,
which was the other shop. And like we just found a very simple like silky satiny dress.
It's so cute.
It's super cute. It's emerald green. Like it's very bright and
beachy.
Well, I would say the color is beachy. Like the material, and is that beachy material?
Well, it's so soft.
Yeah.
And maybe relaxed.
Who knows what? It's a wedding on a beach. It's not, I shouldn't be in a beach dress anyway.
No. Yeah. It's like, well, hang on a minute. Like Joel's wearing a suit. Like that's not, you don't wear a suit to a beach. And I'm in a dress with tulle.
So true. It's like, yeah. Oh, Chino. No, don't bark. But yes. So I love my dress. I'm so excited. We're not going to get your dress is a secret.
My dress is a secret.
Of course. You've been telling everyone.
Yeah. Not everyone.
She's like, do you want to see my dress? I like it. It's fun.
It is fun. And as we said, again, it's like the whole lead up. It's like little moments. But the whole story was like we bought your dress. We bought it in burgundy. And then we walked out of the dress shop and you just, like, your face just told me a different story to what had just happened before. Because the story was like, she loved the dress. We're going to get the dress. Great. Let's order the dress. And then we walked out of the shop and then I was just like, you're not happy. Like, something is not right here. And then I called the shop and I was like, please, we need to change the color. And like, because when you buy these dresses, they make you sign something. And it's like, please sign here along the line.
Because they're making it. They're like measured it, like the length.
Yeah.
Because it was custom made. So it was bad. Like, if we hadn't have called straight away, we would have had this burgundy dress and I would have gotten and been like, it's the wrong color. I think because like we had been having struggles, like I felt like, geez, I'm just so picky. Like, I'm not going to find this dress. But realistically, I feel like we could have even waited till now. We would have just found a dress. Yeah, like, yeah. It's not like a big deal. But I felt the pressure to get it before I went away.
Yeah.
So I was feeling overwhelmed. So I was like, I love this dress. But as soon as you were talking about, and you'll wear it again. And I was like, I don't know if I will wear it again because that color just didn't feel like very, like, I didn't love the color.
Yeah.
It's a great color, but it wasn't like my color. Now it's bright emerald green. I don't know if that's my color either, but like, I love it.
But God, it looks good on you. It's
so beautiful.
It's stunning.
Yeah, I'm excited to wear it.
No, you definitely will wear it again. And like, that was the whole idea. Like, with this wedding, like, I really don't like it. I've experienced it myself when you have to buy a dress. I mean, you didn't buy the dress, but like, I also, about our wedding, I wanted it also to be very much like, you know.
Should we list all the things we hate about weddings?
Okay.
I absolutely hate when brides make bridesmaids and groomsmen buy the wedding, the dresses and the suits. I think it's so rude.
And the shoes. Do you think it's so and
rude?
The bag.
I think it's so rude. And I'm sorry if you did that. I'm sorry if you did that. This is just my opinion. And like, I just think if you're going to have the wedding and you're inviting this person to be your bridesmaid, like, either let them wear whatever they want or give them a color and they might have it in their wardrobe and they can buy whatever they want, or you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a full-on thing. You must buy this dress and this earrings and these shoes and all this stuff that they probably hate. They're just pretending.
And the thing is like, it's not just us. Like, I've spoken to heaps of other people who've been bridesmaids.
I'm pretty sure we all feel like this, and it's like, why? And then like, even brides probably feel like it as a bridesmaid, but then they're like, well, they did it to me, so I'm going to do it to them.
Yeah. Totally. And I think like, maybe it's like time to like delete that unspoken rule and make it more in the open. Like, hey, like, I want you to be my bridesmaid, but I can't actually afford to buy everyone's dresses. Yeah. So it is going to be a paid for. Like, be more open about it at
and
the start.
And then someone could say, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Like, I love you so much. But you know what? I actually can't afford to pay for all this stuff. So I'm going to have to tap out. Like, I'm not going to be your bridesmaid. But no, I can help out, you know, I can
on the
do
day.
Things.
Yeah.
But I just can't be that role because I can't afford the $1,000 or more, $3,000, $5,000, whatever it might be. Or maybe they're paying for it. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's how I wanted our wedding to be.
Yeah.
I always had to catch myself. My wedding. Our wedding.
How funny was Maddie? Maddie keeps calling Carla's wedding Emma and Carla's wedding, which is like actually cracks me up. Like, no, I'm not marrying my sister. I will be there on the day. And like, it's a little bit weird, but I secretly love it.
Maddie, you silly
bug.
We're
soul sisters. We are soulmates always.
Yeah, we are. It's true. But yeah, so that's happening. So keep an eye out on socials. I'm sure I'll share some of the special day.
Yay!
But I think the other major update that's happening, because like, so major updates, wow. So we had Emma moving into a new home. We had Emma's 7-week holiday getaway. We had my wedding coming up. We've also been working on, like, for the past almost year now, like when we hit July, it'll be a year, which it'll be live before July. So like, I don't know why I'm saying that. But anyway, it feels like it's been a really monster project, which is a really exciting project. It's like this whole new element that we're taking Marybody like into. Like, so many reasons why I love this. Number one is like, the mission of Marybody is going to be able to ripple out further and further, not via just us, which I'm really excited about. Second thing that I'm really excited about, the first reason why we even started our business 10 years ago was because we heard the term Follow Your Bliss by Joseph Campbell. And this is the idea of like, you know, finding that one thing or finding that several things that like light you up, where time ceases to exist, where you just do it and it just makes you so fulfilled. When we started the Merrymaker Sisters, That was our bliss. And like, it has continued to be. And when we talk to other people about their bliss and following their bliss, this lights us up as well. So it's almost like we're combining the mission of Mary Body, which is like self-acceptance, self-belief and joy with movement and meditation, with this bliss side of things as well. And that's what is our new project that we've been working on, which is our first teacher training program. Wow, it's been a process.
Massive.
Massive. Wow, it's been so many more steps than what we had in the plan, which I think is just like a given for any new project. We should just always expect it to take longer than what we think. But we've written the manual, which is I think 180 pages last time I checked.
It's huge.
It's massive. After the manual got designed and approved by all of our team of faculty members, which they're amazing. I can't wait to introduce you to them all. After that, it then had to go through like rigorous approval process with the Yoga Alliance, which is the international yoga body. We got the approval while Emma was in Italy. It was the same day I picked up my wedding dress. I can clearly remember it. Mum was sitting on this pink chair here and I was standing up and I was checking emails and I was like, refresh, refresh. And then I just saw like Yoga Alliance, like, you have been approved. I was literally jumping up and down like and screaming with excitement like in this room here. And it was just like the best feeling because what this means is like our program is certified worldwide. Our program is also certified to be provided completely 100% online, which is amazing because it means that anyone in the world can do our program and then become a certified yoga teacher who can then be certified all over the world to teach in real life and online. It's so blowing
exciting.
My mind.
It's so, and like, I'm just excited, you know, obviously we've done many, many trainings ourselves and I mean, we can be tough critics, not going to lie. So we're really going to, you know, try our hardest to make this online teaching program absolutely amazing. I'm so excited to make it amazing. And, you know, we want to make it amazing, not just in the content, but how we deliver mm-hmm. it. We want you, if you choose to sign up, we want you to be engaged. We want you to not want to put it down. We want you to not want to do the chores while you're doing your online training because we all know we do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing my Zoom call, but I'm just going to like put the video off and do this at the same time. I want you to not want to be able to do that, you know, be so engaged in it. And of course, like we're all humans. There will be moments of that, mm-hmm. but I hope I pray that there'll be less because we're going to create something really special.
I think the amazing thing is like I can look back on our 10 years of online business yeah. journey and know that we're going to pull everything in that we've ever learned,
yeah.
That we've ever noticed that that's amazing, that's not so amazing. You know, we're going to pull in everything to build out a program that like I know will be life-changing for people and I'm beyond excited about this. Like, yeah. I just think it's like this whole, it's Mary Body with a whole new level and it's taking Mary Body to the next stage, which really is exciting. I think it's exciting in any business. Like, you know, when you come up with a new idea, there's this energy about it and, yeah. you know, it's been a hard process. It's been a lot more work than like I ever thought it would be.
But it's very flowing really. Like when you mm-hmm. think about it, okay, there were a few like obviously with the approval processes that was tricky. But I think because we never had gone through anything yeah. like that, like we'd never done that before. So it was probably very normal.
I think it was like when I reflect on it yeah. now, I can think, oh, it was fine. It was me overreacting and yeah. me not taking in all of the information, me not seeing it for what it was in reality, mm. me adding a story, me adding narrative, me being by myself and thinking, oh, my God, this is all on me because you were in Italy yeah. and I was freaking out about that. So
I think because you naturally do freak and stress out and I'm the one who's like, calm down.
Yeah, so you weren't here.
Yeah.
So – like I had no one to calm me down. So I just kind of let that get out of control.
Do but some meditation.
I did. I laid down there on yes. the mat and I breathed in, I can, and I breathed out, do this. And I tell you what, mantra is powerful.
You should – have we got that meditation in Mary Money?
I think I should add that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are filming our very first – like so now our content creation days, which are usually filled with – teaching yoga and Pilates classes, it's completely shifting at this stage in our time, in our lives, to content creation of this teacher training, which I'm so excited about. So we've got our next one
our first one happening next week on Friday.
So exciting.
We're flying up our naturopath, amazing friend, Emily May. She's going to be doing all of the body systems, which is just going to be great. We've got all these experts who know their stuff, like the back of their hand.
Well, I think that's why I love our program so much already, that, you know, we fully know that we are not experts on everything.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. But we know other experts. So we're getting them to be part of this program. Like, the faculty is absolutely amazing. And I mean, I'm excited to do my yoga teacher training. I haven't done it before. So, you know, I've done Pilates, bar. So I'm going to officially be signing up and doing the Mary Body 200-hour teaching training program with whoever is doing it as well. Like, and then I'm going to be a trainee as well as, like, admin help, you know, like
course convener.
If you need help, I'm your girl.
Yes. And then I'm excited because we'll put mum through it as well.
Yes.
And so, like, we'll have our whole team will be qualified yoga teachers.
Yeah, so amazing.
So it's so cool. But yeah, this has been a really big process, and it feels really exciting and it feels really right. And it's this whole idea of bliss and following the signs and, like, following the little things. We can clearly remember, like, you know, like 2 years ago, thinking like we want to build, like, something, you know, bigger, like some kind of program, but we couldn't piece it together back then. Like, it didn't make sense back then. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that just proves again that, like, you know, you don't have to have the full plan at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the spark of an idea, something that feels right. You don't need to know the end at the beginning. Like, you shouldn't know the end. It all unfolds step by step. And that's what following your bliss looks like. It guides you. It's a guide. You might end up in a completely different place to where you thought you'd be. I mean, we started with doing online recipes. Like, who would have thought we'd be doing a yoga teacher program? Absolutely not.
Mind you, the recipes did just get added to the app.
Oh, my.
And I've been testing it this morning.
So if you're a Mary Body member, get ready. It's coming very soon. We are currently in testing mode.
Mm-hmm. And it looks really good. Again, full circle.
Yeah,
started with connects. Like, started with a recipe blog, ended up teaching yoga to people all over the world, not just yoga, but becoming yoga teachers. And then who knows what? This is the beginning of our programs.
Yeah. We're excited to do more online trainings. Trainings that, you know, welcome more self-acceptance, more joy, more happiness.
More bliss.
Yeah. Bring it on. I'm excited.
Well, this was a fun episode of a little bit of an update on, like, where we are at personally and, dare I say, professionally. That word. Is that the right word?
Well, it's our business, yeah, so I guess that's professional.
So professional.
I mean, we're very – it's all intertwined, but it is separate too. Like, we're not those people who put everything of our lives on Instagram, so, you know, we give a bit more insight on our podcast, I think.
Mm, special. But we'll be back in your ears. We are going to try our absolute best to bring this podcast every week.
Bring it on. We can do it.
It's going to happen. Have a great day. And if you've got any questions, any comments, we always love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram message. It's probably the best place. Or you can email us. Otherwise,
we also have Facebook Messenger too.
Oh, yeah. We turn that on.
Yeah.
Message us on Facebook. Message us on Instagram. Wherever you want, we will always write back. We'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.